It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 12th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The mapping and traffic app Waze will be acquired by Google. The news comes after reports of intense interest from Apple and Facebook. Unnamed sources put Google's offer at over $1 billion. So what does Waze, W-A-Z-E, do exactly? And why has a company from Israel been so attractive to big Silicon Valley players? Matthew Ingram is senior writer at the website GigaOm.
We've been hearing about this deal for some time. First it was, I think, Apple, and then Apple moved out of the picture. Then it was Facebook, and then Google has emerged triumphant.
What appears to be so valuable about this company? They deliver sort of social data that updates in real time mapping information. Is that right?
It's the social aspect, I think, that Google in particular really wanted, and Facebook. Google Maps gives you kind of, you know, it gives you data showing you red or green or yellow, whether the traffic is heavy or not, but it doesn't give you the kind of granularity that Waze gives you. So Waze users provide all the information. You know, there's a speed trap at this intersection. There's a car pulled over 200, you know, miles ahead of you. When I first heard about it, and I thought, well, no one's going to do that. You know, they're not getting paid to do it. They're not, there's no kind of obvious incentive, and yet hundreds of thousands of people are doing it. And it is really, really useful.
You know, I'll be driving down I-95 here on the East Coast, and I'll see an accident, and then I'll just see the next 4 miles of traffic. I've always thought about if there was only a way for me to create some really quick digital sign or something that said,
right. So
turn
I can
around,
let those people
turn
know.
Around.
Yeah. It's a really interesting kind of example of that altruistic impulse.
Is there anything about this price tag? It seems like the price tag du jour, right? $1 billion?
You know, if you look at Facebook's acquisition of Instagram, you can see similar patterns. So Facebook decided to buy Instagram in part because it looked like a potential competitor, and Facebook didn't want someone else to have it. It's very similar with Waze. I think Google didn't want other people to have it, saw it as offering something that Google Maps doesn't offer, or offering a better version of what Google Maps offers, and so was willing to pay up and then figure out how to sort of monetize it later.
Matthew Ingram is a senior writer at GigaOm. Matthew, thank you.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Volusion, providing complete e-commerce software, services, and support to help companies build successful online businesses. More at Volusion.com. And by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative companies at powerofideas.org.
And here's the thing I never would have imagined was useful: cockroach mind control. The company Backyard Brains is selling the RoboRoach. The tiny electrode system uses small electronic pulses, tells a roach whether it's hit something with its feelers and to go the other way, and thus you can control the cockroach with your smartphone. Of course, you have to get close enough to a roach to actually connect this thing to its brain. Design flaw, and it costs $100. Will they give refunds if I lose control of my instincts and crush the thing with a boot? I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.